This is My Health Matters, a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE, reaching out to our mountain neighbors with essential health information.
I'm Vern Grindstaff, Director of Development with Compassionate Care WNC.
So, Vern, welcome. We're glad to have you here with us today. And I was kind of curious as we had an opportunity to talk. COVID-19, we've all been through a rough time. How has that affected the operation of an organization like yours?
Well, Bruce, it's, as you said, had a direct effect on all of us in many different ways, and it's changed the way we do things from A to Z. And that's also happened at Compassionate Care WNC. I will say this, though, in relation to things being changed, we have not missed a beat in caring for our folks. And we will continue to care for anyone who comes our way that needs our services, whether it be in hospice or in palliative care. We may have to do things just a little different, but we're not going to miss a beat in caring for their physical, mental, and emotional needs.
So Compassionate Care WNC, as an organization, you do hospice, palliative care. What all do you guys do?
We do hospice care, and we do palliative care.
And, of course, palliative care is?
You do not have to have a terminal diagnosis to receive palliative care. You can have a chronic condition of any kind, and you qualify for palliative care.
And then where hospice is concerned?
Where hospice is concerned, there is normally a terminal diagnosis with a bell curve of maybe a six-month life expectancy.
With you guys, you send folks out to see patients. Do you see patients at, now before coronavirus, did you see patients in your building, or how did that part of it work?
We see patients in our building for palliative care, not for hospice care. With hospice, we see patients wherever they call home. Mm-hmm. So if that is a hospital, if it's their residence, if it's an assisted living or a skilled facility, that's where we see patients. So if you are a hospice patient, wherever you lay your head at night and call your home, that's where we come and see you.
Are you still able to have the palliative care folks come in to the office during the COVID-19 thing, or what have you been doing about that?
We are. Typically, we will, during COVID-19, try to see them where they are, and we are fully prepared with PPE equipment. Our nurses are wearing all PPE. We're wearing the face shield if we need to. We're doing the gloves. We're doing the gowns. All of our staff, we're going through daily health screenings, and so we're checking our temperatures daily. We're recording those when we come into work, when we leave work, and we're limiting the people who can come in and out of our office. But as far as palliative care patients, if they have the need to come into our office, we will make accommodation. It's really a case-by-case situation right now, but we work within whatever parameters we need to.
Well, now, one thing that you guys got involved with a little while back that I thought was a really special thing, and I had the opportunity to talk to Troy on the radio, where you guys were able, I guess it was almost like a physical agent type thing, where you were able to help them get the mass together and so that folks could make contributions and it be tax deductible. Is that how that all
that
works?
That is correct, and that is how it works, and we're proud to be partnering with Yancey Mask Makers. They're providing masks for anyone who has a need for a mask right now, and we're glad to be a part of that.
And there's a lot of folks that have been able, they've made a bunch.
Yes, they have.
Now, I'm not going to pretend to know the number, but I know the last ones I saw was like, oh my word, how could they make that many? But they're really a good, dedicated group of folks, and that's what you'll find here in our area. It's just good, dedicated folks trying to take care of their friends and neighbors.
Absolutely.
Compassionate care. How many folks do y'all have working
we out have
there?
38 employees.
Well, that's pretty good.
That's our full-time employees. We also have a part-time group of folks as well. And we are what we call an interdisciplinary team, Bruce, and I'm sure you've heard of this. So we do provide the physical care, but we do also provide the emotional and spiritual care. So we have counselors available for anyone who might need grief counseling support. We have a chaplain available, of course, for anyone who needs chaplaincy care. And we will make sure that your needs are met in whatever realm. We have social workers who come out and do visits and make sure that all of your needs are met as far as that's concerned. So we try, and it is available. And if it's not something a patient wants, then we can exclude that as well.
Yeah.
But anything that we can provide, we try to do that.
So now your service area, these day and time, really it's not just a particular county. It's more of a regional thing. Is that right?
We are a regional organization, and our reach is Yancey, Mitchell, Madison, and Northern Buncombe counties.
Okay. If folks would like to find out more about your organization, Maybe they have a loved one that palliative care is right for, or hospice care. What would they need to do?
Just give us a call, speak to someone at our office, and we do consultations. So even if you are not qualified to be a patient of ours, it's not going to hurt for one of our nurses to come out and make a visit with you to just talk about your symptoms or what's going on in your life to see if you qualify for our services. So those are free, and all you have to do is give us a call, and we will work through your primary care doctor for a referral for a consultation, and someone will come out and talk to you and do a wellness check and make sure that you are or you are not appropriate for hospice or palliative care.
Well, Vern, thank you for taking a few minutes to talk to us. We're glad you could stop by and visit in a time when we're all very busy trying to take care of our friends and neighbors. And we appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk to us, and best of luck.
Always an honor. Thank you, Bruce, for your time.
Thanks again to our guest today, Vern Grindstaff of Compassionate Care WNC. And thank you for listening.
My Health Matters is a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE. For more information, please visit our website, searchwnc.org.